So in a second, I want to ask Thanos what your thoughts are of this type of clinical scenario. But before you comment, Steve, can you talk a little bit about risk stratification of patients with Waldenstrom's and indications for treatment? This patient was initially observed. What are the factors you look at to make those decisions?
Yeah, this is a great question, Neil, because this divide line between when to treat or when to observe can sometimes be very difficult. You know, typically, we want to see the patient symptomatic, warranting therapy. We look for evidence of cytopenias. If the hemoglobin is less than 10 or platelet count less than 100,000, those would be indications to treat. Although, again, it's a fuzzy line because some people can be very fatigued even at higher hemoglobin levels. And you can also have people at lower hemoglobin levels that feel good, but those are our criteria. If the patient has significant peripheral neuropathy, as appears to be the case in this individual, then that's actually an indication to treat because if you don't treat, things will only get worse. There'll be more demyelination and nerve destruction. And so for this reason, this particular patient, you know, met our existing criteria. But we also include, you know, moderate to severe cryoglobulinemia, cold agglutinemia in those criteria that we use. We look at, you know, other evidence of disease like CNS involvement that also can prompt us to treat the patient.